Мы ансамбль «Русский Ренессанс».
Вы слушаете Kids Commute
от Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Russian Renaissance. Спасибо, and доброе утро, kids commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Pop Goes the Classical Beatlemania Week. We'll answer our Quizlet after the music today. This week we have heard classical arrangements of Beatles tunes written by the smart one, John, the cute one, Paul, the funny one, Ringo, and the quiet one, George. Today we'll hear what happens when a composer combines a bunch of their work into a great big classical mashup. The composer is John Rutter, who's known for writing lovely choral works, many of which you may have sung if you're part of a children's choir. Here's a little bit of a well-known Rutter work, All Things Bright and Beautiful. This is a big change from that. Today we'll hear the first movement of John Rutter's Beatles Concerto, which was composed in 1979. It's a mashup of the following Beatles songs, so listen carefully and you will hear them all.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they all my love. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
For the record, that's She Loves You, Eleanor Rigby, Yesterday, All My Loving, and Hey Jude. The composer conducts the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Peter Rostal at the piano.
Thank you.
Beatles tunes evolved to epic form. That was the first movement of the Beatles Piano Concerto by John Rutter. The composer conducted the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Our fantastic pianist there was Peter Rostal. And we will have that concerto for you, as well as all the rest of the music we heard this week, plus a little bit more in our Maya mix that'll be on the post for Beatlemania Week at our website, kidscommute.org. That'll go up a little bit later today. Now, kids commuters, let's answer that Quizlet. All week we've been asking you about a little critter that everybody calls a bug, but is not a bug. It is a beetle. What kind of beetle comes from the family Coccinellidae? And I'm so proud of all of you for getting this right. So great. Good job. Andrew and Catherine in Interlaken, Arthur and Walter in Traverse City, James, Laura, and David in Bel Air, Fulton in Traverse City, Zoe and Jonas in Memphis, Tennessee, and coming in right under the wire during the music today, Jalen and Emily in Washington Island, Wisconsin. Great job, everybody. Now, for the rest of us, the answer is the ladybug, also known in Europe as the ladybird, named for the Virgin Mary, known as Our Lady, who wore a red cloak in some depictions, with seven spots of the European ladybird thought to symbolize Mary's seven joys and seven sorrows. Also, I want to thank you all. So many of you sent me the most adorable ladybug emojis to our text line, so thank you very much for those. Great job to all of you. We will have a brand new Quizlet for you next week. It's going to be tough because it's coming from our pal, chemistry teacher Katie Wibby. She joins us as the super special guest for Elements Week. So it's going to be STEAM in here, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, all coming together next week on Kids Commute. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. All right, that's it for Pop Goes the Classical Beatlemania Week on Kids Commute. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Bureau is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Happy Friday. See you next week.